Psychic Radio. WYCD. HD3 Detroit. KJAQ. HD3 Seattle. WBMX. HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio. And Yahoo Launchcast.
This purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive Counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive Energy Clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you connect with your natural, positive, powerful, true self, and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky Psychic Radio, and I have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is a live call-in show. It is, what's the date? It is June 9th, and this is Lori Houston. And tonight, we are in the month of June, and it is Soul Purpose Month, and all month long, we'll be doing readings on your soul purpose. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Tonight, we're discussing how your soul purpose is revealed through clearing a path and the blocks to your heart. So the question is, you know, are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, we need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in our hearts where we can listen to our intuition and express our soul's purpose. This will assist us to gain clarity, step into our power, and lead from the space. When we know our reason for being, things start to line up and life starts to become easier. Clearing the blocks to the heart. Many of us have mastered our minds and spend inordinate skill and time to build this capacity. However, our mind and ego live from our past experiences, our emotional attachments, and our reactions. We believe that our hearts require protection from the experiences that have hurt us in the past. Yet it is our hearts that have the power to free us from this pain and struggle. Our hearts hold the space of our soul's purpose. When you can uncover all the beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, anxieties that protect your heart, you will create space for your heart and soul's full expression. So this is a live call-in show. Give us a call at 248-545-7685, and we are discussing how clearing a path and the blocks to your heart will assist you with discovering your soul's purpose. In the Western world, we've sort of prided ourselves on developing our minds, and we have the tools to expand our memory. We have vitamins to increase the capacity of our learning and to remember. We have sought to expand our knowledge base by increasing higher learning in education, many spending half their working life in school. And with that, we continue to expand our minds. With that, our egos, so the I am. The focus has been on who we are by our occupation or education. Our minds are in the driver's seat and have every intention of staying there. A lot of people, you know, work at trying to still the mind. But have you ever tried to really still your mind? And, you know, how's that working for you? Because most of us, even the ones that are very skilled at moving into that stillness and stilling the mind, can only do it for minutes at a time. It's very rare that we move into that space and can hold that for any length of time before our imagination takes place or before we start moving into thoughts. And even though the thoughts may be more calm and more rational, and we can sort of have more charge of what we're thinking of because we can focus them, our mind is still usually quite active, and our minds are so active that we actually have very little control over our emotional reactions and thoughts or our memories. And often, even while we're in sleep, our mind is very active. So the point that I'm trying to make is that we've spent developed our minds so well that they are definitely in the driver's seat. And what happens is basically our unconscious, you know, uses the mechanism to save energy. So we're really trying to save energy by using our past emotions, our past experiences to allow us to go into reaction mode. So it's kind of like when you drive a car, you know, you rarely think about what's happening when you're driving the car. You're just, after the first few months of training, you basically are on autopilot. And our mind is absolutely the same way. 95% of our mind is in autopilot. And again, it's really a mechanism to save energy. And it's here to protect us, except it was never meant to be in control of our lives. It was to support our heart and our spirit and balance with our bodies. So all of this time, we have really engrossed a great deal of our time and efforts in expanding our mind. And it's not that our mind would ever, it's not that that's a problem in that on its own, it's in the driver's seat. But if it is balanced with our heart and our spirit, along with our bodies, so mind, body, and spirit, if it's in balance with that, then we are more aligned with everything in our life. And then the mind is not in the driver's seat, but actually our heart and our spirit becoming the driver's seat. So it really becomes looking at, you know, how do you... Sorry, my cat has decided to get on my lap and has pulled my cords. Okay, to my headset. All right, now we're good. The idea is to really look at how do we clear away the blocks of our heart. And the biggest aspect of this is the fact that our minds get in the way because our mind is in the driver's seat. And we believe that because of our past experience, the energy we are conserving through our unconscious mind, which again is about 95% of our memories and thoughts, that if something were to occur in the past, especially in the first 7 years, our memory stores the unconscious experience of that. And we go into a reaction that is very similar. So a fear will trigger a response from our past and usually from the very first 7 years. So this is where all of our phobias, fears, all of our issues sort of rely. And then they're just usually they repeat themselves in patterns over and over and over again. And so that we go on to auto response. And so the only way that we can actually create a new response is to become aware of them and to get both of our body and our spirit involved. And so that becomes the task. So this is a live call-in show. It is June 9th. Give us a call at 248-545-7685. We do have our first caller. It is Karen from Illinois. Hi, Karen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. My question today is, I have so many. First of all, okay, do you see any? I just applied for a job, and I applied for a job at WGN Radio, and they did say they were going to call me back. But I was wondering, do you think it'll be later on in the month, or because if not, I'm gonna have to maybe go apply for a job at like Famous Footwear or something just to hold me over.
Right. Okay, so you called last week about TV stuff, right? So is this the same? Is this a similar thing, or where you're wanting to go into like radio?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time, both of them.
Right. Yeah, and I do feel that this is going to happen. Now you're wanting to know, is it going to happen before the end of the month?
Yeah, or quicker.
Yeah, you should hear from them certainly within, I would say, within the next couple of weeks. Whether okay. It starts and you get your payment and everything happens in the flow that you're wanting or expecting, I'm not quite sure. You know, okay. If you can take something to sort of hold you over, maybe that will help. But I wouldn't put, you know, try and make sure you keep your energy really high on creating what it is that you're wanting. When was the last time you spoke with them?
I just spoke with the lady. I just called her like last week. And I know the hiring manager does have my application, but I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm trying to keep my energy high because I really want to do this. Now, I know there could be other things coming later, but right now I just want to get my foot in the door and get myself back together.
Right. Right. And that's important. And so just keep focusing on that and really, really, you know, feel good about that and just hold that energy and just allow things to sort of happen. But, you know, in the meantime, if you need to get something to sort of, you know, sort of cover you from before that sort of happens, then do that. But, you know,
there was a lady that I walked in the store and she was like, yeah, we're hiring. So, you know what? It's not far. And I need to lose a little couple more pounds anyway. I can fit in my outfit. So I thought about, I know that sounds kind of silly and, you know, but it's comfortable for me. And I thought maybe if I do that and because really what I'm really wanting to do is get me together, focus totally on me. And one more question before I go, but thanks for answering that one. I just wanted to know, I did find a guy for my home that I'm looking at, and it was a lawyer. And his name is Eddie, and Ed, and I talked to him about the house. I think he's the one who represents the home.
Right.
I think this would be a good venue for me to go through Avenue Weather, and I know the bank that has it, so.
This is the home that you're wanting to get.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to obviously get things in line and but I do think that, you know, things look and feel really good right now. So, you know, just keep envisioning it and holding on to that and just, you know, see it really positively. And when you have those moments where you, you know, that your fears start to creep in, look at what those are. You know, have an idea of what it is that's what it is that the story is that you keep repeating over and over so that you don't. So you don't have that continue. We don't want that to be a pattern that repeats itself.
Got you. Oh, that's how you do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Thank you so much, Lear. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome.
All right.
And let me know what happens.
I will let you know what happens as soon as I get there. And if you do other radio stuff, I'll give you a call as a producer. Because I love what you guys do. Really. You guys help the community. I just love what you guys do. You're out there. And if you weren't out there for me, I probably would be a little off. But thank
you. That's nice. That's nice. So, and, you know, that is what we, what we're here for. So we're here to assist in any way we can.
Okay. Can I ask one more small question? If you have a problem with your serotonin level, is that like just walking?
You know, that's really being aware of when you get in that depressed mood.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, be very conscious of it and push yourself to get out there and feel good about yourself. And that's when your serotonin levels increase.
That's when it rises, correct?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
I know. Thank you then.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com. Interviews with Kimmy Rose.
Hey, this is Kimberly Rose.
And this is Kevin Myers with Interviews.
We're excited to bring to you some of the greatest authors, speakers in the areas of mind, body, and spirit. And also, we'll be connecting with you.
So join us Thursday evenings from 9 to 11. That's Eastern Time for Interviews. Join us. Tune in and call in.
Look up to the sky. Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky. Reach out. NewSkyRadio.com.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me so. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is
your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, I'm auditioning for a show on Oprah Zone, and I would love your vote. My vision is to create a show that bridges my knowledge and compassion with the leaders, teachers, and authors on the leading edge of consciousness and spiritual awareness. In these times of worry, mental anguish, and financial struggle, we need the tools to remind us of who we are, to enter the stillness of our heart, and to hear the gentle guidance of our intuition. This show will give you the tools to discover your soul's purpose and align you to create the life you came here to achieve. Please take the time to view my video by going to myownoprah.com and do a search on Lori under Health and Well-Being. Since there are a few spelled L-A-U-R-I-E, look for the one in mid-laugh with a light green shirt. I would be honored if you showed your support and voted for me. So this is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston, and tonight we are looking at our soul purpose and how clearing a path and the blocks to your heart will help you reveal your soul's purpose. So do give us a call. It is a live call-in show. It is June 9th. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So we have been talking about how we have sort of spent a lot of our time and energy in mastering our mind instead of our heart. And that's really a product of our society, a product of our education system, most of our major institutions, religion, banking, pretty much everything has been focused on how to improve and increase our mind. And that's a good thing. What it does, though, is it needs to be balanced out now. And so if we want to look at our soul's purpose, we really need to look at clearing those blocks to the heart. We do have an instant feedback from Donna in Maine. She has a special needs grandchild, and she's currently attends a private school. She will be 6 in the fall, and the state wants to mainstream her into regular school system. The family does not feel she's ready, and are asking what I feel is happening with this. You know, the kids are really quite incredible these days. And what happens is some of the kids are born without a lot of the filters that we naturally come here with. And when that happens, well, a lot of things happen. But, you know, a lot of them sort of aren't really present. And because of that, they can't be present because they don't have the filters to be present. So when you feel that she's not ready to, you know, go into the mainstream and you would like to maybe take a more active role with her, I would definitely follow that guidance. Because I think she is going to be somebody who is going to be easily overstimulated and extra, extra sensitive. And, you know, she's holding a really key element for the evolution of the planet. And a lot of these kids are, and they're the ones that come in with special needs. They're the ones that are, you know, extraordinarily sensitive, often aren't, you know, very present, because to be present means that, you know, it can, if not physically hurt them, all of their senses are on complete overload. So what I'm picking up by, you know, your grandchild is that, you know, she really needs to slowly move into the world and not be rushed in any way, because the slower she can get acclimated to, you know, where she is, the more quickly she'll be able to move into her own and, you know, work through some of the issues that are considered special needs at this time. You know, there's a lot of kids that are not being diagnosed, and clearly I'm not somebody who even wants to have your child diagnosed. A lot of diagnoses are ADH and attention deficit. And, you know, these things, other than putting them all together and getting them on medication, is really not beneficial for anybody. They're just really extraordinary kids that need extra attention that the school system doesn't often afford them. And so, you know, a lot of parents, a lot of kids require homeschooling. And if you have a private school that works for her, I would try and, you know, maintain that as long as possible, because, you know, she needs this time so that she can, you know, really come into her own. And the slower that happens, the quicker it allows her to be fully who she's here to be. And so I would, you know, I would most definitely allow, you know, her as much time and opportunity to come into this space as she is, you know, because they're so incredible. They have, you know, they're pretty much already living and knowing what their soul's purpose is. They're, you know, completely connected with who they are. It's just that because they're so overstimulated, they don't want to stay here. And it causes a lot of differences with these kids. And it also causes a lot of acting out and different behavioral things that can occur. And so I really recommend that you just allow things to unfold the way they're meant to and see what happens over the next little while. But I do feel that she, you know, is going to be fine eventually. She just needs some extra care and extra love. And I feel that she'll get that. So try and hold out as long as you can. All right. I hope that helps, Donna. And we also have our next caller, which is Sue from Florida. Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you tonight?
Is this Laurie?
It is.
Oh, super. Okay. Well, I was calling because I've had a problem with my marriage, in that about, you know, a couple years ago, my husband sort of Okay, hold on one second, would you please?
Sure. We are talking about... Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling... My husband has checked out emotionally in the last few years.
Okay.
Getting my kind of head wrapped around what the problem is has just been a mystery. I forced with him the issue of trying to address the marriage. He's tried to be more helpful around the house, but he's just showing no motivation on the marriage.
Right.
And I keep thinking, is it over?
Okay. How long have you been together?
Probably like 23 years.
Okay. And when did you feel he started checking out? A year ago? Is that what you said?
A few years ago.
Yeah, I would say it's been more than a year.
There are little signs. And then
right.
A few years ago, I stumbled across when he started behaving very oddly, kind of a several level plan he had for divorce. But
oh.
I didn't know I found it.
Right. And have you talked to him about it?
I've told him that we needed marital counseling, and he said he couldn't do it, that he couldn't even figure himself out, and that he would go get counseling for himself.
And is he doing that?
He is, but there's nothing I get. I don't quiz him. I don't question him about it. I don't try to bug him about it, but there's just nothing coming back in terms of any interest to me over the marriage. So I forced the issue recently again that there has to be marital work, and because I forced the issue, he's doing it, but I don't feel it. I'm always the one pressing and pressing for, if nothing is coming from him.
Right. Okay. So what I'm feeling around this situation is twofold. One, he is clearly kind of going through his midlife crisis, and he's trying to figure out his life. In the process of doing that, at least he is getting some sort of help. And typically, you know, he's trying to blame it on something. So initially he blamed it on the marriage, and that's kind of when he started checking out. Now, why this sort of happened, if you could look back to, you know, a few years ago to see, you know, was there anything that sort of pushed him, like losing a job or, you know, losing a friend or something that sort of caused this to happen. But basically he's at a place where he is really struggling with why he's here, what he wants to do, where he wants to go. He's in his, you know, midlife crisis, and he's trying to figure out who he is and why he's here. And in the meantime, I mean, it's not a good idea to leave a marriage when you are, you know, trying to work out what it is that's wrong. But he is not happy. He's trying to blame it on you. It's nothing to do with you, and it's everything to do with him. Now, the fact that he isn't including you yet is really because he hasn't really figured it out yet, and he needs time to sort of do that. Now, I'm not sure if the therapist he's with is actually very helpful, and I don't know, you know, whether, you know, the two of you going to marriage counseling is necessarily going to help at the point where he's still stuck at. So it's kind of a little bit of a dilemma. I do feel your sadness. I do feel your pain. And I know that, you know, what he's doing is pushing you into your own crisis. And it's in pushing you into trying to figure out what you want to do with your life. And so, you know, you're both now going through something because you're both feeling that something's not working in your life. And where he wants to blame it on you, you clearly need some sort of, I guess, you know, comfort and nurturing so that you feel like he's in this and that you're in it together. And so it's causing, you know, both of you to sort of reevaluate your lives. And he, you know, he definitely needs time, and it's a really tough place that you're both in because you're both kind of going through it, and you know, you would like some answers. He certainly is not ready to give you any answers. And and I don't know right now if counseling will assist you, but Sue, I'd like you to stay on the line because we need to go on break.
Okay.
So we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake-Up Call with Alan Thom.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And
yeah.
Say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Thom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
Itself down dust. I wanna be with you. I'm gonna be with you in the color.
Imagine. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at your relationships, from your relationship with yourself, with others, to even our relationship with money. And through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this each week on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Sky. I invite you to join me for this live call-in show where I answer your questions each week. And tonight we are discussing our soul purpose and how it is revealed through clearing a path and the blocks to your heart. So give us a call at 248-545-7685. And we have Sue on the line from Florida. And before the break, we were just sort of discussing, you know, what's been going on with her marriage. And, you know, Sue, I guess the biggest thing I would say is that, you know, you both sort of need some time to sort of figure it out. I don't think either of you are ready to make a decision. You both feel really, really emotional right now. You're both sort of wanting to, you know, have somebody make a decision. I think ultimately, you know, what you want is the most important thing. And if you need to, you know, get that through someone else or through being, you know, single for a while, that's really your decision. But I don't think either of you are really ready to make that choice yet. But I do feel that somewhere down the line, you know, you're probably going to, you know, want a decision to be made. And I think if you can go to marital counseling, it would certainly help a little bit, except I really don't think he's there to work on the marriage at this point. He's really needs to work on himself. And whether you find that selfish or not, it's kind of necessary right now because he's just at one of those critical points, which is sort of pushing you into a critical point. And maybe, you know, maybe you need also to have somebody that is supporting and nurturing you while he's going through this, which pushes you to go through something. How is that feeling?
You're kind of getting me to rethink. Again, maybe I'm in wanting the marital thing. Maybe it's premature for premarital counseling.
Well, yeah, I just think he's not in that space right now. But you may need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do have a good group of friends in. Just a great group of friends.
Good. Good. And that's, you need that, but you also maybe need somebody who can be, you know, also objective so that it's not somebody saying, oh, you both need marital counseling because he's not there yet. But I think you need to have somebody who's maybe a little bit more objective than your friends because your friends are going to support you regardless. And give you, you know, the information you need. So that's nurturing in one way, but it doesn't always help us make decisions because they're really there for you. And you need maybe somebody that's a little bit more objective so that they can help you, you know, understand what's going on and how it impacts you so that you can make decisions for yourself that are clearer and you know, beneficial for you.
That's a very good point, and I will do that.
Okay. That's what I would recommend. But, you know, so let me know what happens because I, you know, I do care. And, you know, in situations like this, it never feels, you know, it never feels good. So, you know, I'm here to support you in any way I can. So do let me know how that's going and touch base with me. Okay.
Thank you very much. You're very helpful.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So we're talking about how to get, you know, into that heart space instead of using our mind. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that's going on right now in these times is that we really are trying to figure everything out with our heads. And what I'm getting mostly around these times is that our heads are not doing it anymore. And so what used to work in the past just is not working anymore. We're still confused. We're still, you know, we're trying to figure things out, but everything is changing so dramatically and so radically all the time that, you know, using our minds and our egos that want to, you know, say I am and yet look in the past, you know, is not helping us anymore. We have to find that gentle stillness, that guidance that comes from within, that comes from our heart, that is connected to the collective conscious that, you know, always has all of the answers and is always guiding you at all the times. It's just because we're in our head all the time, we're not able to hear, we're not able to listen. And so that gentle guidance that is always there, that is usually quite clear and quite compassionate, is not what we hear anymore because we're not able to listen because we keep thinking that we have to figure it out with our minds. And that's just because that's the way society has built and what we have created within the normal responses and reactions to the world. But truly, I believe that part of where we're headed, part of going into this year 2012, you know, is really about learning not to trust our minds as much, to allow, to surrender our mind. Our mind is incredibly important. We will never not use our mind. It's huge in everything we do, but we need to balance it out. We need to balance it out with our body, which is our five senses, and we need to, you know, get into that connection with our heart and our spirit that will allow us to, you know, come from that gentle guidance of our heart, that will give us that compassionate response that isn't coming from fear, but is actually coming from a space of love and joy, nurturing and compassion. And that's really, you know, what is happening these days. And I think it's really, really important that we learn, you know, to move into this space. Okay, so this is a live call-in show. Do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we are talking about how our soul purpose is revealed through clearing a path to and the blocks to our heart. And by looking at, you know, consciously these reactions that we have when we're triggered and being aware of our emotions and how they create this reaction, you know, is keeping us out of the heart, which allows us to make newer responses. So when I was saying, you know, how our mind is 95% on autopilot, you know, to get us to make new responses, which will get us back into our body, which is to feel all the five senses, and get us back into our heart, which will allow our spirit to make that connection that gives us new responses. And that's really one of the areas that we need to work on, because when we're not aware of our reactions, we continue to create the same patterns in our life. And it has to do with these beliefs, fears, thoughts, expectations, and anxieties that we go through each day. And often they're just repeated patterns. So when you can uncover these beliefs, the fears, the thoughts, the expectations and anxieties, then you're closer to uncovering and you're closer to the awareness that you're trying to achieve so that you can maintain this sense of balance. And, you know, you can work towards releasing the unconscious hold of your mind, your emotions and the fears that they create, and heal and shift your awareness back to your spirit, where your emotions reside, or into the body where your five senses will allow you to get out of your mind. You know, meditation clearly is one of the ways that allows you to have focus and to still the negative emotional reactions of your body or of your mind and bring you back into your mind and spirit. And, you know, creating your attention to let you know when you are attracting that which your soul doesn't want. So, you know, we have these emotional reactions. Our soul basically works on the pleasure principle. And, you know, when we're feeling great, then as long as we're in that place of emotions and in pleasure, then we know that we are likely very connected to what our soul wants. And if we're, you know, coming from that place of feeling depressed or upset or in grief or, you know, great pain and struggle, then it's not that we are, you know, doing something wrong. It is very likely that we're in our unconscious and very likely repeating certain patterns. And it's really our soul sort of saying, hey, this isn't in alignment with who we want to be, with where we want to go, with what we're trying to create. Rather, you know, we're in alignment with, you know, creating from default, creating from our unconscious, creating from those patterns that continue to manifest in our lives. And so it's really our soul uses our emotion to communicate to us so that we can, you know, start to be in more charge of our emotional responses, start to respond instead of react, start to move into that space so that we are not continuously repeating the same patterns. So we're going to go to break now. Please give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Leave.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end that's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. SkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find your heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this space. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com, and we can create a program to assist you. So we are talking about how to, you know, move into your soul purpose by revealing your, clearing a path and the blocks to your heart. So we have actually two callers, so this will probably be the evening, but we have Nadine from California. Hi, Nadine.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I've been working very hard to secure employment, and wondered if you picked up any energy on that coming through for me in this month of June.
Right. You know what? Your focus is really clear, and I don't see any problems whatsoever. I think there are a few that you're going to hear from in the next, I would say, in the next week to 2 weeks, and interviews will be beginning very shortly. So I don't feel that there's any problem. How long have you been looking?
Well, last month, I made a couple of different, several different presentations, and one within an organization. I made two different presentations to two different divisions within that organization. That was last month, and I was hoping to hear back from them, particularly.
Right. And so are you self-employed then? Is that what you're saying? Or are you looking for?
I am. I'm looking for contract work.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Because I couldn't feel, I felt like everything was right around the corner for you and that it didn't feel like it would be a problem. So yeah, just keep doing, as many talks as you can. Get out to like some of the networking, places out there. There's so many different ways now that we can connect with people, and that's really what you need. You want to make as many connections as possible. I feel really good about what happened with last month, and I would continue doing that as often as you can. Get out there, you know, put together a list of topics that you can speak on, get into some networking groups, start making some, you know, start talking more and getting yourself out there, and just know that everything will definitely flow with that, because that is definitely the shift that you've needed, is to just get out there and let more people hear about you. And I really feel that things will come together. Definitely. This is going to be a great month for you, and you'll start to feel some of those contacts happening. And, you know, just keep meeting more and more people. The more you can meet, the more opportunities that are going to rise for you to do the work that you love to do, and just, you know, let people see your passion. And, you know, you feel really strong and confident. Just continue to hold on to that. So I know that there are moments when you don't feel that strength and that confidence, but just hold on to that, because that will definitely create all that you're looking for. I feel really good about this, but let me know what happens.
I will. Thank you. So you saw that organization. That was my favorite child organization. That there should be
nice.
Some response from them in particular.
You should. I think sometimes what happens with big companies is that they take their sweet time. And I think that's all that's happening in that.
Okay. Thank
get yourself
so
out
much.
There.
This is
You're welcome.
Pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome. And our next caller is Lena from Florida. Hi, Lena.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Hi, I have an interview today, and I wanted to see what you felt about that for me.
You had I'm sorry?
Interview today.
Oh, okay. It feels quite positive. How did you feel about it? Is it something that you're really wanting?
Yes, very much. At first, I really wasn't sure, but the more I spoke to them, it really seems like it would be a good fit for me.
Good. Okay. So just envision yourself at this company. Envision how you could complement them and they could complement you. Just really get focused, because you weren't clear, because you weren't sure. And now that you're feeling like it could really fit together, the clearer you are, the better everything will come aligned to you. And what I'm feeling is that because you weren't clear in the prior to getting there, and it became more solid as you, you know, moved into the interview, if this doesn't happen, then something very similar to it will. But I do feel that, you know, as long as you remain really clear about, you know, what you are looking for and where you see, you know, the job complementing your life instead of necessarily how you can fit into them, you know, how does a job fit into you? How does it complement you and what you're looking for at this time? And that's really what's important right now, because it's really all about you and not necessarily, you know, how you can help a company, but how the company can help you. So start seeing it from that space and start really being aware. And, you know, if there are anything that's blocking you, any repeated patterns, you know, just be aware of those and bring in, you know, all of your senses, bring in your emotions, and, you know, just get into that really excited, passionate place so that you can create from there. But I really feel that, you know, something this month is going to definitely happen for you.
Okay, because when I first sat with them, they offered me part-time. And then by the time we got done with the interview, he pretty much offered me a full-time job. So he went from saying, okay, it could be this. And then at the end, he said, I could use some help in my other company. And it could, you know what I mean? So it seemed like by the time my interview was done, he seemed really pleased with me.
Yeah, nice. And I think you'll hear within the next few days. Like I think he is definitely, you know, excited, and it is good that, you know, he's offered right then and there. So I don't think that that's going to change. And I think, you know, take whatever he offers, and as, you know, it grows and develops, you'll definitely move into more areas with that.
So do you think you go from part-time to full-time?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we've been talking tonight all about, you know, how your soul purpose is revealed through clearing a path and the blocks to your heart. And we definitely talked about, you know, how we are in our mind a lot. And what we want to do is, you know, when you're in that space of making choices and decisions in your life, you know, ask yourself, are you creating from a place of love or are you creating from a place of fear? Often we get caught up in what's known to us, what's comfortable to us, and that comfortable known spot is really not our heart. It's not our heart answering. It's really often our ego and our mind. And whether we call that a place of fear or whether it's just, you know, where our intention is. So be really clear. You know, are you coming and creating from a place of love? So everything you're wanting in your life, or are you doing it from what was known and what you don't want? And, you know, I'm Laura Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email, phone consultations and readings, remote healing, and personal clearing for home, businesses, and your personal clearing. I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. Tomorrow's guest, which is June 10th, is Nancy Aruda from universalsky.com, and we'll be discussing all of the astrology transit for the rest of the year. I have a free offer for a free email reading to the third person to register on my website. So you go to intuitivesoul.com and you register or log into my site. And the third person who does that, I will give a free email reading to. May love, joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.